DJ. Who that is, ho? Who that is, ho?
All right, what's up, Tracy?
What's up, Tanisha?
Oh, nothing much.
That was better. That was right.
This is take two.
That one was better. You go first.
Yeah, I do.
I was out of place.
We was trying to switch it up a while ago, you guys, but
it didn't work anymore.
It didn't work.
The whole vibe was off. The whole feng shui was just thrown off. I skipped turns, my bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
We was trying.
Know my place.
You know, I usually start us off. That's cool. So,
yeah.
We see what works and what don't.
But don't work. That did not work. That little bit of that made the difference. That shit was crazy.
It's funny how that stuff works. It's so funny.
Little has changed, man.
Yeah. So, what's up, girl? What's been going on?
Oh man, nothing. I've been chilling and working. Nobody's died. That's awesome.
Okay. That deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, like seriously.
No, for
like,
real.
Like, man, they was say.
Yeah.
They was falling off.
They were dropping like flies.
Literally. Like, I just didn't understand. But nah, I mean, it's just really getting over everything at this point. Mm-hmm. I still get those late now like calls from you know. Parents and stuff that's just like, it's just so hard.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, girl.
But at least it's not something new.
Yeah. And I appreciate the little things.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, okay, well, you ain't trying to kill yourself, right? Okay,
right.
We good. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, working, I started. I'm kind of in limbo with my woman's network.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that I need to continue to do that I think I've been dragging my feet a little bit. But I will say I haven't been dragging my feet in vain because I kind of put a pause on that because we started really making some power moves at this point.
Right.
So I wanted to give this a little bit more focus,
especially
since I hadn't just jumped into that too much. However, the events are going good still.
Okay.
Our next event is going to be on the 19th.
Okay.
So this is actually your first time here, baby.
It is, yeah.
We'll be at Heroes.
Okay. I remember you mentioning Heroes,
yes.
But it wasn't a definite date. So
yeah.
Okay.
So the 19th will be at Heroes.
Okay, cool.
And then I'll send an invite to everybody else. But other than that, I mean, just really just trying to focus, trying to put a game plan together to make melodically dope.
Doper.
Doper. Yes. Melodically doper.
Right.
And I mean, other than that, I just been really chilling.
Yeah.
I haven't had time still for dating. I don't think I've been out on a date.
No?
I can't remember if I have.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
That means it don't count.
Exactly. You don't remember, it don't count.
I've canceled some.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why you don't remember them. They didn't happen.
Very possible. But I've canceled them for good reasons.
Oh, okay.
So it's more business.
So you're not just curving niggas.
Yeah, no. Oh. I'm curving niggas for a good reason.
Oh, okay.
Like, I need to be on top.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, my daily life is exclusive these days.
Yes, it is. Very much so. Let's hear about that exclusivity.
Well, I mean, we still like each other. So, I mean, that's always the plus.
That sounds small, but that's a big leap.
That is a big deal.
It is.
For me. So, I mean, we've had our little mini fights. But it really be over, like, little bitty stuff because I be tripping.
Yep, but you do.
I do. But, you know, we still like each other. And I kind of met his mom about 2 weeks ago. And I've been invited to a family brunch and stuff. So, I guess, you know, I guess he feeling the kid.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, he's just so awesome. I haven't met him yet, but he's just so awesome. The fact that he's able to put up with you. And your mood swings.
Exactly.
And
yep.
Your whole train of thought on trying to process what you're actually feeling right now, because it's new.
It's very new.
So kudos to him. Yeah. I mean, you know, his name with me is just incredible. He's just so freaking awesome.
Just awesome.
He's just so awesome. Just incredible. That's his name.
That is his name. Yeah, that's what we're gonna call him on the show.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Because he definitely is that. He has lots of patience dealing with me.
It requires a lot.
So shout out to him if he decides to listen to this particular episode.
Don't listen though.
No, he don't really listen because I don't think he's comfortable with me talking about this type of stuff.
You know what? Ryan's dad told me the other day, mm-hmm. which I kind of knew it, but I didn't really know it. Uh-huh. He told me he never liked me starting to do this. But when I told him about what we were doing, he was like, damn, I really didn't like you doing this, mm-hmm. but I gotta tell you, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, oh, that's what he's saying. He was like, this is just awesome. I was telling about the stuff that mm-hmm. we were coming up with.
Yeah.
Some of our future goals and very encouraging.
Yeah,
and on board. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
So I felt that he told me I should also be more excited about it. But
yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, our nonchalant attitudes is kind of just like, yeah, like I'm excited, but
I think it's great.
Yeah,
I can't wait to y'all. Like, I really can't wait to break the news to y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak on it right now until papers are signed, filed, sealed, delivered.
The ink is dry.
You hear me? And at that point in time, y'all can bask in our excitement with us.
Yeah,
and but until then,
pop a bottle on the show.
We did. We're gonna pop a bottle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we do that on every show, but. We're going to pop a real, actual bottle.
We're going to let y'all hear.
Yeah, we're going to let y'all hear.
Actually, we might be letting y'all see it soon, too.
Yeah.
So, all of that stuff is coming up. So, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. So what's been going on? What you been listening to?
I've been listening to that new Wayne, actually.
Have you? What is your thoughts on it?
I honestly was a little underwhelmed initially. But you know, sometimes you have to listen to things like multiple times before you're like, oh, okay. And you start listening more to the lyrics and you're like, okay, it's not bad. And I can actually appreciate the album. You know, I have a couple favorites. Mm-hmm. But just initially I was just like, it's all right. Have you listened to it yet?
I have. Mm-hmm. I actually, same thing, wanted to listen to it a couple of times just to give it a fair shot.
Mm-hmm.
I come to the conclusion that I don't think that it should have been called the Carter 5.
I most definitely agree with that. Because, like, when you think of the Carter eras, like, you know, I just felt like it just didn't meet that standard as right. far as being
and
a
I
father.
Think, honestly, probably, I mean, I believe that probably it did meet the standard of the Carter Five mm-hmm. in 1922. It was originally supposed to be right. released.
I think that's what the...
Yeah, yeah, however, because the name has stuck so long, it's the most anticipated album. Mm-hmm. I do believe that he... did bring a lot of songs up to date, mm-hmm. And it lost sight of what the Carters were.
Yeah, it was like innovative.
It was just an album. Mm-hmm. I think it was a very, very solid piece of artistic work mm-hmm. on Wayne's part. Mm-hmm. It told the story. It told the journey of his life.
And I liked the production on there too. Manny mm-hmm. Fresh, Swiss Beats. You know,
yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
and he brought back the dead girl.
He did because Ashanti, baby.
He had Ashanti and one of his baby mamas, Nivea, on there.
Okay,
Nivea.
So Ashanti's voice could have stayed in 1922.
It could have stayed where.
It was
her.
Cute.
That was the one of the songs I was like, eh.
No. It was cute in 1922. I was feeling her voice at that point in time. But yeah. at this point in my life, I'm just so over her.
Yeah.
And if I never hear her voice again, I would be perfectly fine with it.
Yeah.
It sounds the exact same. Like, she's trying to sing.
Yeah.
Like, that took a lot out of her. She needed honey, lemon, and water after she finished
just to do that.
She did. I just truly believe that.
So, what about Nivea?
Nivea did okay.
She did okay. It was better than I expected.
Because she got the Coke Joe. So
yeah, girl, I watched her interview and I was just looking like,
what happened, girl? Because you was cute.
She was.
She was
like
cute.
First of all, she was like a totally different person.
Yeah, she does.
I didn't even recognize her. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, she does.
And you got babies by Wayne and The Dream. And you looking...
That's why she was able to continue that coke habit. Because she got babies by Wayne and The Dream.
Yeah,
that's how she was able to... What was recreational for some...
Man.
Was daily for her.
Yeah, and it shows.
It does.
It shows. And then, like, I was watching... They were showing, like, the clips of her back in the day. I was like, man, that used to be my song.
Laundry Man.
Yes. Don't mess... with my man.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, well, dang, what happened? I don't know, but.
Yeah, I just told you what happened.
Okay, the Coke.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm not talking about cola.
Coca-Cola.
Now, not that. What what did give me Carter vibes
okay.
was Kevin Gates. I love that
really?
Project.
I still haven't listened to the whole thing.
What?
Yeah, I haven't.
Oh, I was at my desk, nigga. Say.
You know, everybody keeps talking about his album was whack. I was like, what? First of all, I like Kevin Gates. So,
I do like Kevin Gates.
I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But
now, I will say that he grossed me out because a couple of times when he was talking about coming home and stuff, I just had the image of him licking toes in my head.
That video was just nasty.
But other than that, I was actually happy with him. He'll be here Friday.
Oh, really?
Or Saturday. I can't remember.
I did not know that.
You never told me that. We're mm-hmm. supposed to go to the concert. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Where?
I said I was going to fact check.
Where at?
House of Blues?
That's probably why I did not know.
Oh,
about.
That is true. They do not
promote anything. Like,
they marketing.
It's trash.
But they sell out.
They do, which is crazy. Like, who, like, how are people finding out about this?
Their newsletter list got, that man's subscriptions gotta be.
That's the only way. That's the only way you're gonna find out.
Man, say.
That's the only way.
And maybe following them on social media tells you too.
Yeah, I mean, but I thought I did.
I don't know. But what else you been listening to?
Well, I've been listening to like a whole bunch of like romantic type shit. I'm feeling that vibe.
Obviously so.
But I do know Logic dropped a new project and I love Logic. I haven't listened to it yet. But I am a fan.
I do like Logic, but I'm not gonna lie, I think after me listening to the Carter, then mm-hmm. backdoored that with Kevin Gates, I just wasn't in a Logic move.
Oh. You know what? That's who I've listened to too, Lupe Fiasco.
Did you listen to that?
I liked it.
I love Lupe.
Mm-hmm.
And I hesitated to listen to this album because I follow him on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he been on a whole nother planet on some sriracha sauce.
always.
And I love Lupe. I really do. I've always said since day one, since mm-hmm. he came out, he was a lyricist, and the dude is cold.
I just ain't been in that space. That's right what now. I was. That's what. Just incredible. I was about to say his government name.
Let's not do that.
That's what he was saying. He was like, you know, he knows he's a lyricist, but he's kind of like the Nas. He's like, you know, not everybody like Nas,
he's so
but everybody,
underrated.
Yeah, everybody know Nas is talented, but you know, you have to be a certain type of fan.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. But other than that. What else dropped? I will say I've been on No Name.
I did really check out her project. I remember you introduced me to the new ones. Because I did listen to her old stuff before, but I didn't know she had dropped a new project. So I did listen to that, and I did appreciate that.
A friend told me to check out her mini discs concert, and it was pretty
First
dope.
Of all, mini disc is the shit. I watched it. I'm subscribed to that because
I do watch that.
I love it. I've been listening to Tank and the Bangas. Have you heard it? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, it's like lyricists and like instrumentalists or whatever. They do like poetry type.
Dope.
It's really, really cool. They have a mini desk episode too.
Okay.
But speaking of like shows and stuff, your girl Lauren on that finessing shit again. She finessed
the fuck out of Houston.
She finessing every goddamn body.
Shit.
So this broad.
I love Lauren. Like Lauren was my first love. Like Janelle Monáe is it for me, but prior to Janelle,
it was Lauren. Well, Lauren Hill apparently has colds for like 6, 7, 8 months. Because that's why she had to cancel her show in Houston. Even though she performed the very next day in Dallas.
She needed time to heal.
From Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was a 24-hour book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she just can't go to Houston for another 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So finesse queen.
I'm just saying.
Finesse.
It's a give or take for her. It really is. Who else I've been on? I will say I listened to an interview of Ari Lennox. So I kind of been on Ari Lennox a little
bit. Okay, I like her.
What else have I been listening to?
I know Marsha Ambrosia.
She dropped something.
She dropped. I've seen her live, and she's a really good performer.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the new stuff yet, though.
Who else have I been on? Of course. Mila J dropped her September.
I am so freaking tired of Mila J. Well, so she really gonna just drop a project every month.
Yeah. And she has an app now, which I'm over it. But I'm a Mila J fan. I love Mila J, but I really was not feeling this
last EP. Oh, really?
I was not.
I am shocked.
It left me with that. When it was over, it was like I was still waiting for it to get good. And I was like, fuck, that's it.
You know who I've been listening to?
Who?
Young Thug.
Yeah.
I like Young Thug. I do. At first, I was like, because Babe was like, hey, you listen to Young Thug? I was like, I'm really not a fan. But then I started listening to him. I was like, oh, I do like Young Thug.
Okay, yeah. Radiant Children. I've been on him. What else? Estelle dropped a new Wale.
Yeah, I checked that out.
I liked Wale's
Wale
project. That was dope.
I did see Quavo. You know, he's working on his solo.
Yep.
And he lists a couple people that's gonna be featured on there. He got who did he have on there? DaVito, you know, the African artist, and then he had couple singers. Shit, he had his girlfriend on there, Sweetie. Couple interesting people on there. And then, matter of fact, speaking of interesting, I didn't realize Young Thug had a song with Elton John.
Yeah, he does.
I appreciated it.
Young Dolph dropped a new album.
Now that's project. One person I'm not a fan of.
I actually listened to it. I liked it.
I've been to his concert. I've had backstage passes. I was backstage. I'm just not a fan.
LaKaylee 47. I've been on her.
Okay.
So it's been a couple of
dope shit popping.
Yeah, you know, a little old and new.
Yeah,
new mixture.
Yeah.
As far as news coming out, Cardi B got charged.
Yeah, I seen that.
David East turned himself in.
Wait, for what? Not Bae. Wait a minute.
Oh, Bae.
I missed that.
Bae turned himself in.
For what? Oh, because he had a fight.
Mm-hmm. He has misdemeanor assault charges.
Yeah, okay.
So he turned himself in. SZA, Chance the Rapper, Travis Scott. They're doing a Mac Miller Celebration of Life benefit concert.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty
dope. That's
going
to be dope, yeah.
It is going to be really dope. Tupac Estates wins back his unreleased music. Okay. And they said that it's enough music for two albums.
I'm sure it is.
Like I said, I mean, we in 2018 where people release three songs on an EP and be like,
yeah,
this
so
is my
an
project.
Album. Yeah, so it's probably like six songs.
Real talk, but it's probably like enough for like 18 albums.
No,
at
for real.
This point.
I say, knowing Tupac, I'm sure
they drag it out.
Plenty.
What else has been popping in? Justin Bieber's married now.
He is married, and his new wife has secured that bag, honey.
With no prenup, baby.
No prenup. Now all she got to do is get knocked up. She's good to go.
He's worth $265 million.
You know, I didn't realize he was worth so much fucking money.
I didn't either. And she's worth two.
But you know who else is worth a lot of money? I didn't realize.
Who?
I don't even know why I know this information, but I do.
Okay.
Pitbull.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like knowing facts about Flo Rida.
They like on the same boat. Damn. I don't know, but he's worth a lot of money.
I guess it. I mean,
that Latin crossover. You
yeah,
know?
That was dope. The Latin crossover is what got him.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Remy Ma and Papoose. Of course, she's pregnant, and they're doing a type of love and hip hop reality thing due to her pregnancy and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm happy that they're pregnant.
No, I'm happy for them, but I just don't find them to be interesting.
Yeah, they're not really interesting. It's just black love.
Yeah, that's all it is. Just black and in love. Not interesting.
And knocked up.
Jocelyn Hernandez. You had to say her name like that. Jocelyn, the Puerto Rican princess.
That shit. she's dating, Tory Lanez now?
Oh, I seen that.
That is the oddest, ugliest.
That couple there is.
It is.
First of all, Tory Lanez,
You know what? No.
He's like 5 feet tall.
I'm taller than him. Him, Jacquees. I'm so tired of Jacquees' voice.
Okay, what's the deal with Jacquees going on? Because I've been seeing nothing but memes about him. Okay, because I understand
it's like
he
this
took
battle
it.
Of if he can sing or not.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Because I seen, like, he did the cover of Trip by LMA.
I think they got taken down or something like that.
Yeah.
I keep seeing people hating.
Yeah, I was like, so is it because his cover was good? Like, I'm confused.
I'm just not really into his voice.
I don't like him. I didn't like that one song he had out. Did I like the cover of the Trip song? I did. But that's
it. I didn't hear the cover of the Trip. I heard Boot Up cover.
No, not heard Trip.
I think
it was Trip.
He was in a car.
Uh-huh.
In the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
And
Trip.
He was like lip singing.
Was he lip singing?
I don't know. I just don't think he
has
singing.
Big teeth to me. His teeth are huge.
No, he does. He looks like Quavo's brother.
He does.
They look alike.
He look like, you know, them luminaries that Facebook actually,
that you can order on Facebook?
Yeah, that's what he looked like he has in his mouth.
No, he does have big ass teeth, though.
This huge.
But I don't know. I don't know if he can sing or not. I'm not a fan of his. He's kind of like on the same level as, shit, what's that girl name? Queen Naija?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Yeah, but I don't know why people are trying to force her down our throats. Like, I am not a fan. Like, I see her every freaking where, and she's just a typical chick.
YouTuber.
That scene.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's so special? Like,
I don't know.
Right, I don't know.
The kids like
them. Yeah, I guess.
Because Brain is who introduced me to
her. Oh, yeah, Journey told me too. I was like, I'm like, who?
Basically.
Yeah, anyway. Anything else popping music-wise?
Not that I know of. I'm sure we're forgetting something.
As usual, but you know what? Let's get into this topic.
Hey. topic time.
It's topic time. It's hey. Topic time. Is that it's the new time. Intro for the topic?
Yeah, the sloppy topic.
Oh, sloppy topic. I actually like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sloppy topic.
Yeah.
So what is today's topic?
It's all ass, baby.
Ass.
Got that ass in a circle.
So if y'all haven't figured it out by now, today's topic is about ass.
Ooh.
Anal sex.
Yes.
Ass play.
Yes.
Ass play sounds very white people-ish.
It do. But we're going to talk about sex like the
white people.
Exactly.
All right. So let's get started. So anal sex.
What have you ever done it?
I don't know. Have you? No, I'm kidding. Of course I have.
Of course.
I mean, I feel like if we haven't, they were like, how are y'all talking about sex and music on y'all podcast if y'all haven't done anal yet?
And y'all virgins and shit.
Right. No, I have. I started out doing that at a fairly young age.
In your career of porn.
Yeah. Back in my day. No.
Real old.
Very old. No, I have. I used to like it a lot. Mm-hmm. But with my current partner, I refuse to do it. Because he's just too damn big. And I just don't want to get hurt. So.
No, that's completely understandable. I think the first time, I will say the first time that I tried it, mm-hmm, was with my baby daddy. And,
that's just her baby daddy.
Hey.
That's just her baby daddy.
His name not T-Word, though. No. But, we tried it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was hard because, like you say, he's hefty in that area.
Right.
I was sedated,
mm-hmm,
heavily on recreational substances.
Okay.
Which made it, you know, a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Along with lube, of course.
Of course.
But it was not. It was something that we experimented with. And
I think it's an acquired. I was gonna say taste, but
I don't want
to taste. Is it acquired activity? Like you have to
That's when, to me, that's when size really, really matters.
Oh, most definitely. But like I said, I refuse to do it now because, I used to love doing it, but no, now it's like, nah, nope, no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that goes into like, does it hurt? Like, it really depends on the size of the penis that you're using. So, you know, it really does matter about the size.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Yeah, so in order to make it a little less painful, we do have a few tips that we're going to discuss about the different tips you can use to have enjoyable anal sex, some of the risks, as well as we'll give you a position of the week.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not just so you, it's, I mean, we're going to cover our bases. Pun intended. No, but we're going to cover our bases as far as if you haven't done it before, great ways to start.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, those that have been listening for a long time, you know, I'm more fact driven. So definitely, we're going to give you some healthy facts,
mm-hmm,
that you can use. So you don't get your ass abused.
What?
Girl. I'm on it.
Oh, I see.
Bars.
Okay.
But definitely. So what you want to start out with, T?
All right. So what is anal sex?
What is anal sex? I feel like if you don't know this, you probably shouldn't try it.
Or you shouldn't be listening to the podcast if you don't know
what it is. We can listen. We can teach and inform.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Okay. I guess this is beginner level.
Absolutely.
For us, anyway.
Absolutely. Anal sex is, I don't know. I know what it is, but I mean, like,
she's trying
to
be white people-ish.
Like, right. Like, what is anal? Jeez.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my definition.
Go for it.
That is the penetration of the anus, either using a penis, a toy, or a finger. That is anal sex.
Okay.
See? Okay. That was very white people-ish.
It was.
Uh-huh. You have any facts about what anal sex is? Or no? Okay. Moving along. Now, does it hurt? Like I said earlier, it really depends on the size. So, to answer that question, yes and no.
I think even if the size is smaller,
it's gonna hurt. Period. It's gonna hurt. Period.
It's gonna be uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, and it may be a little painful, regardless of the size. They could be a shrimp. They could be an eggplant. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it really just—it's just gonna hurt. Mm-hmm. But in order to make that easier for you, lube, water-based only though, because you don't want oil. Based.
Is there a thick water-based lube?
Uh huh.
Because the thicker, the better. Because thick lube lasts longer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The thicker lube, the better, especially for starting out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why you want the water based, because the oil based lube is too thin for that particular area. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to cooperate. So if you've been using, just say you've been trying to do it and you've been using like an oil based lube and you're still having problems with it being painful or it's not going in, that's why you need a thicker based lubrication.
I will say too, don't, man, ladies and gentlemen, do not just jump right in it. Don't be in the middle of you and homeboy, you just stick it in. Wait, you gotta talk to her.
Seriously.
Talk about this first. Make sure it definitely is something that both of you guys agree in. Because, boy, you ain't never seen a bitch run until you hit the wrong hole. Like,
wrong hole.
Baby, that back arch is real okay. Quick.
Or I'd be like, okay, babe, where are you trying to go? That's my... Because I'm telling y'all, No, we'll be into it, and then I'm like, what you doing? But in order to make it enjoyable, you do have to relax, because the anus is made of muscles.
Absolutely.
So if that muscle is tensed, you're not going to get any activity. You're not going to go nowhere.
It's going to be harder. I'll say that. I'm not going to say you don't get any activity.
If you tensed up, you ain't going to... Ain't nothing going up in there.
Well, the worst part about all of it is definitely getting the tip in. I think once you reach that part, once it's done, then at that point you...
I mean, that's possible, but you still... It's still about relaxation.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You still have to relax that particular muscle in order for it to be a little more pleasurable.
Absolutely.
So otherwise, if you're still tense, you're not going to enjoy it. Like, simple as that. And that's just with any type of sex.
Yeah. Absolutely. Be willing. Embrace the penis. Welcome it with open butt cheeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just spread that ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that picture there with the duct tape?
Oh. So we seen a picture a while ago and it was like they had duct tape holding their asshole open.
It's pretty funny.
It was hilarious. But yeah, so just make sure you're relaxed. Speaking of relax, another way to relax that muscle? It's an enema.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you do it. It is really not just to relax it, but it's kind of like, even though you should expect some type of substance. I don't know if substance is the right word I'm looking for. Poop. You're going to find some on there, regardless of how clean you think you are, or you know, so but the enema is supposed to help clean out your colon prior to you trying to
also dispense. A good allotted time is about 3 to 5 hours to you cleaning your colon or emptying your rectum, and then try it.
Don't go in expecting that it's just gonna be squeaky clean.
No, absolutely.
Like
not.
The same way you have vaginal sex and you get lubrication from your vagina, the same thing is gonna happen when you enter the anus.
Absolutely. Just, you can definitely stretch it out. You can definitely
It's just it's the same thing. Only difference is there's no lubrication, like natural lubrication in the anus. That's it. That's really the only difference. Mm-hmm. Now, some facts about it is make sure that you do, if you and your partner are using condoms, that you do use two different ones if you're going from ass to vagina.
Or mouth.
Or mouth. Or whatever. Just try, you know, you don't want to stick your penis in her vagina after you've stuck it in her ass.
Right. So. Or different asses. If you got multiple asses in
front of you. Or if you got multiple asses in front of you, you know, just take precaution because you still can spread STDs with anal sex. So, you know.
And I will say for those starting out, I mean, guys, fellas, if your girl is saying that, you know, hey, she's willing to try this, or hey, I know for myself it was easier for, you know, you to stick a thumb or a finger in first prior to the actual penis.
I think it probably helps relaxes.
Yeah, you kind of know what to expect at that point versus... Okay, now I feel it's entry. Now maybe I can go for
it. It's like a little teaser, like an appetizer before the entree.
Yeah, appetizer.
Appetizer for the entree.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that will definitely help relax that muscle as well.
Try toys too.
I was going to say toys. What about plugs? Have you ever tried that?
I enjoy beads versus plugs.
See, I don't like beads. I like plugs.
Really? Okay.
I don't know why.
Have some cute plugs, though.
They do. I seen
with
some...
With the Don Brown song
at the end. Yeah, and I seen some that had, like, little sands on the end and
stuff. Those are cute.
Yeah.
I just didn't quite get those. Are you supposed to leave men all day? Like, who the fuck's supposed to see them?
No, you leave it in, like, if he's, like... Just depends on the position.
Okay.
It's like a stimulating that area.
Okay.
Without it being his.
It makes me think of a retainer.
Like
you know when you get your ears pierced and you put your little plastic retainer thing in there to retain it.
No. It's a stimulator. Like it's. Yeah.
I think personally, especially starting now, before you go to plugs, try beads. And the reason why I say that is because...
Well, because the beads, they're smaller. And then you can also, you can increase the sizes. Like, most of them have different sizes on one string.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's easier for you to...
That's a great way to introduce yourself into that.
Absolutely.
Start off with the smallest bead and then try to go with the bigger and the bigger.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then, you know, in between beads, it gives you that. It's just not you pushing so much.
Yeah.
In. So it gives you that little break.
Yeah. And then you'll be able to graduate into the plugs.
Baby steps. But you may stay at the beads because I personally don't really like the plugs. I'd rather have the beads. So, yeah, absolutely.
But do you like it because, like, of the feeling, like, once you, like, pull them out? Because that's the only feeling, I'm going to say, because some people like insertion and then some people only like...
The beads are flimsy, so it's not really the insertion that I think turns you on. It's more of the pulling out anyways, because putting them in is just like, okay, putting them in.
Yeah.
Definitely. Also, ladies, please remember that you do not have to try anal for the first time with your man. You can try this yourself to get you prepared.
I'm about to say, who they supposed to be trying? I thought that was going to be next episode. Lesbians.
No, but try it with yourself first. You know, get your vibrator and, you know, your bullet or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's something smaller that, you know, will allow you to ease into what you're about to do.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, you know, your man's width, you know, your man's size. Definitely something maybe smaller and work your way up. So when the time actually comes, you can actually be mentally prepared for what's about to happen. Again, it's not recommended to be drunk or sedated while it's happening.
No, I was completely sober when I first tried. Completely.
I was drunk as shit and high. Mm-mm.
I was completely sober.
And I think I had took a hydrocodone.
Yeah, so you was out of there.
I was out of there, man. He didn't feel a damn thing.
But that'd be the best. Okay, yeah, that's man. A different topic. But yeah. So, question. Can you have an orgasm with anal sex?
I could too.
But I read that they don't think it's, you know.
Yeah, I read that too. And yeah, I don't agree with you. Yeah, because I found it, because I didn't then know what to, when you don't know what to expect, mm-hmm. you go in with no expectation. And to be honest with you, shit, I was like, fuck, what the fuck have I been doing? This shit feel better than
I think with that, and along with like clit stimulation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That is like.
But they have vibrators for that too, where the dual vibrators you can do the clitoris stimulation as well as the anal, and that's a good time.
Yeah, so like that, if you think you are getting like the best nuts ever, just from vaginal,
simmer down there.
Yeah, no.
Simmer down.
I'm telling you, try the anal along with clit stimulation while he's, you know, fucking you from the back, top, or whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Play with her a little bit, and I guarantee you'll be amazed. I'm telling you.
That's true.
So, but what happens if we fart, though? Has that ever happened to you?
Nah, I can't really say that it has.
No. Not from there, anyway.
No. No.
I don't think I have.
I can't say.
Would that be a whole mood killer, though, if you fart?
I don't think so. I think it's probably to be expected. Like, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you opening something up that's... Yeah. And then, and I would imagine, I mean, you're pushing air inside, so it's possible that it happens.
Yeah.
It's the same as your vagina when you push air inside.
Speaking of air, have you ever gotten, like, have anybody ever blow your ass?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I like it.
Like, don't blow inside of me. I'm good. Like, I'm so good.
I like it. I just like all the weird shit.
You probably do.
I do.
I got to, that's for another topic, but we're going to talk about that later.
About weird shit?
Just weird shit.
Oh, okay.
You ever had somebody ask? Spit in your mouth?
No, I've had some stories.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all, crazy. Most of them from the same person, but.
I believe that. It's typically that one.
Oh, typically, yeah. Any other tips or facts about the anal?
So, facts. I will probably say it's, facts about anal safety or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Estimated 90% of the men who have sex with men, and as many as 5 to 10% of sexually active women engage in receptive anal intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's typically a man versus man thing.
Yeah.
But us women enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm.
Men, their G spots are in their rectum area. Of course.
Yeah.
So
that's a question. Have you ever stimulated a man's prostate?
Yes.
I have too.
I have.
And they love it.
They did. I thought it was weird at first because when it was brought to me, I had never had, you know, that question. Like, what? Okay.
And what we mean by that is taking your finger and you stick it up your man's ass. Mm-hmm. But you don't just stick it up there.
Right. And I didn't, at first, it was that initial reaction of, nigga, you gay? Like, what is this about?
I mean, not every, but you know, I'm just, maybe because I'm just like.
But no. And I say that because after more research and this was when I was way younger.
Mm-hmm.
This was 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
After more research and realizing that a man's G-spot is actually in his, it was like, oh, wow.
Right. Like, yeah. It's a pleasurable thing. Not, yeah. Like, yeah.
So it was just like, oh, okay. So you was way advanced. You knew your body.
Exactly.
And I can appreciate that now versus, mm-hmm. I mean, again, that was my man, I did, you know.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate it a lot more to mm-hmm. say, okay, no, it's not weird at all. It makes perfect sense.
I think every woman should at least talk to your man and see if he would be interested.
That's
in
not going
to
happen. In the black community, that does not
it's
happen.
It's very hard. No, it's, yeah, it's very
because
hard.
Because it's the whole, I'm going to be shunned if I ever, but if anybody ever find out.
If you are sucking his dick, sucking his balls, and you got a finger up his ass, stimulating his G-spot, I guarantee.
I was really surprised, and I'll say this, I was really surprised at the outcome of how many people do not like stimulation of the balls, mm-hmm. and I noticed that from the group. It was mm-hmm. only maybe one or two people that was like, what are y'all talking about? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Versus... I'm not going to lie. Anybody that I've ever been with, mm-hmm. it's always been like, no.
Oh, really? Oh, no. No. They've all liked it.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that I've been with, they've all been mm-hmm. like,
miss the twins. Well,
even if I've had some first timers mm-hmm. that was just like, oh, my fucking God.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, I was really surprised.
But you mix that along with stimulating their G-spot.
I think it's the same as the clitoris.
I guarantee it's going to blow their fucking mind.
That's when you get them. I love
so, ladies, I know it's going to be hard because black men and this whole gay stigma thing.
And do not stick him in the head. Just be like, I just wanted to let you know that you would like it. Don't surprise him. Don't surprise him. That's how you get smacked
in the face. And then don't think he's... Be open-minded, first mm-hmm. of all. Don't think he's gay because he... Remember, gay is a sexual orientation. Okay?
It is. And I think when you understand the body, you understand why certain stimulations are preferred by mm-hmm. different people versus, mm-hmm. you know, what they may find attractive.
Right. Yeah. So, I say definitely try that. But still, if you do decide to try that with your guy, you still want to do a little lubrication.
Absolutely.
Okay? Don't just go sticking your dry ass finger up.
Like, for real.
Seriously. If you want lube, he want lube too. Okay?
No, for real. Again, that goes vice versa. Ladies, talk to him. Talk to your man. See if it's something that he's open and willing to. Mm. You can judge by tone, facial expressions, all of that type of stuff. If he's willing to try it mm-hmm. or open to it, definitely let him know that it is done without judgment mm-hmm. whatsoever. I think,
guys, if you're listening, be open-minded. Try to talk to your girl. But then, I mean, some women, I feel like some of us can make our men feel like they gay for liking it, too. So, you know, if you feel like... I would hope that the person that you're with, you're comfortable with exploring different sexual activities.
Absolutely.
But if you're not, then this is probably not something that you want to try.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that with any relationship, especially a sexual relationship, mm-hmm. our relationships are not going to be used to explore different things. However, it does take a lot of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to trust and you trust that person, definitely step outside of your box.
Yeah.
You never really know what you like until you try it. And I honestly find myself saying that more than once this week.
Yeah.
It's not the first time I've said that. But, like, seriously, though, I really think that it's something that you can, experiment with on both ends.
So, do you have any, like, horror stories when it comes to anal sex?
No.
I don't either. Because I think some people, like, when they first experience, they bleed, you know. I didn't have any of that.
Yeah, no. I was probably too gone for the first time. and then, too, I'm a researcher, so I knew what I wanted to try mm-hmm. prior to. So I definitely did my research to find out, to not only prepare my mindset, but prepare my body for mm-hmm. what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I have tips on that as far as preparation prior to.
Okay.
Ladies and men, shower before anal sex.
Shower before all sex. Please.
definitely it's okay to douche.
Mm-hmm.
I think the LGBT community already knows this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not odd to douche
your ass. Yeah.
Prior to penetration, it's really not, especially if you
and
don't
for you,
want
and for you natural chicks or guys out there, there are natural ways to do it. You don't have to buy like the Summer's Eve type stuff. You can do a natural douche, and there's ways to do that. So,
like you said, reiterating, never attempt anal play without lube. Like, it is not a self lubricating part of your body. It shit can hurt dry humping. that's going to hurt the worst. And spit ain't gonna do it, homie.
I was just thinking that. I was like, damn. I was like, the first time I did, we was spitting. He was spitting the shit. Like, what? Like, I was just thinking that. Like, no.
Take it slow, guys. I know you can get excited. I know sex is a mental thing. I know, especially with your first time, I know something that I encountered was because we were trying, you can tend to go limp. Because of all of the concentration on that one area versus the actual satisfaction. Yeah. And it kind of kills the mood when it's just like, oh, no, try it again. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's do. So definitely take it slow. Hands, toys, all that type of stuff first. Vagina penetration and a thumb in the back at the same time. All helps when you're getting ready for that. And I think that kind of bleeds into, you know, foreplay and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So,
Another good tip. I guess we can just go ahead and do the sex position of the week. Within the topic. Yeah. So today's sex position of the week is called a speed bump. Okay? And it's related to anal sex.
They don't mean get in your car and try it in your car and then
go. Yeah, no. This, all it is you're taking an exercise ball, which you can get. You can probably find one at Five Below if you don't have one already. I'm telling you, it'll change your sex life.
I have two.
Right. Of course you do. So basically,
they're different sizes. One is bigger than the other.
I'm sure.
Shut up.
That's what he said. How the position works is basically the person who's receiving the anal sex, whether male or female, we don't judge sexual orientation around here. You're laying on top of the exercise ball on your stomach with your legs kind of close together. And your partner will enter you with his legs on side of, outside of yours, and he's going to start, it's thrusting. It's thrusting.
Just ease into it.
Don't just start thrusting, okay? But you're just going to use the exercise ball to kind of stabilize your position, and it's going to help him stay balanced as well. He can grab your waist or your shoulders to help him stay balanced, but don't grab any hair or neck or head, because you're gonna fall off. Okay, the whole point is just to stay balanced together and to help insertion be a little easier.
Yeah,
on both parts. So that position is called the speed bump.
Yes.
Have you tried the speed bump?
I have not. But
I haven't tried the speed bump. Not for the, you know, anal. No.
Yeah, I've tried doggy style with the ball and other things, but not that. Couple of other tips to expect. Ladies and gentlemen, you may feel like you have to poop during the process.
That's normal.
Yeah, if you have a clean rectum, you don't have to poop.
It's just a feeling.
Yes, it is. Farting sounds is all part of it.
I mean, that's the same
don't
way
be embarrassed.
The vagina.
Absolutely.
Same thing.
For your first time, definitely lay down towels, blankets, whatever the case may be. All that lube. Gotta go somewhere.
You're gonna fuck up your sheets. So just be prepared, okay?
Like we said, reiterating, do not switch back and forth. I mean, I say that, but honestly,
it's been done.
Yes.
But do as we say, not as we do.
Or both. Also, ladies and gentlemen, after you finish, expect farting sounds when you go to the bathroom. You got a lot of thrusting going on. Mm-hmm. Air is being pushed inside of you.
You're going to have gas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's just part of it. You're going to have gas. Mm-hmm. It's going to feel a little weird. You're going to feel like you got diarrhea or some shit, but... You all right?
Do not be concerned. Your asshole goes back into place. So
you're not gonna be walking around shitting on yourself.
You are not, unless you just really just that hard.
Yeah.
But and also, ladies. I mean, I keep saying ladies because that's obviously
because
I'm a
lady. We're women.
But don't expect to like it your very very first time. It's an experience. It grows. I think once you get into it, it's more enjoyable than the beginning parts of it.
Yeah. So totally agree.
So definitely, I would suggest try it.
Of course, we gonna say try it. We've done all the shit already.
I'm just saying.
It's not as bad as you may seem. So, if you do try it, or if you have questions about trying, if you wonder how we, you know, went about it, you know, feel free to hit us up. And we're obviously very open and very, what's the word I look for?
I don't know. Liberated?
Open.
We're sexually liberated.
We're
women.
Sexually free. Yeah. So, we're obviously not afraid to share stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you want to remain anonymous, of course, we're not the type to go be blabbing all your business and shit.
Right.
So,
also,
you know, hit us up.
Another tip.
Yeah.
They do have a product called Anal Ease. Mm-hmm. Anal Ease is something that I've tried before, but it also has some cons and pros to
and
it.
What I've never heard of it.
So Anal Ease is basically a numbing cream.
Oh, okay.
So Anal Ease, and actually for some reason they have flavored Anal Ease.
They do. Okay.
definitely, if you're gonna try Anal Ease, I would definitely suggest using a condom with Anal Ease. And the reason why I say that is because it's a numbing cream, so
you don't want his dick to go numb.
Exactly. Know that it's just not going to work on you, but it will work on him as well. So if you're going to do it, definitely use a condom so he can still feel
I will just stick with Astroglide. You can't go wrong with
it. Says it right there.
It glides.
So, I mean,
anything else, Tracy?
I don't think so.
I think we covered all the bases.
Try different positions when you're trying one position does not work. Lay on your stomach, you know, doggy style,
or just do it regularly. Missionary,
missionary works.
Just go a little lower, that's all.
Yeah. A little lower now. But yeah, that's about all I have.
Yeah.
I think we pretty much covered. If you have any questions, feel free to hit us up, like Tranisha said.
Yeah. And like I said, if you want to remain anonymous, we do have an ask.fm where you can ask whatever questions and we'll be able to answer them without even knowing who you are. So, or hit us up in our email, melodicallydope@gmail.com.
You can't get pregnant doing anal either.
No, you cannot. That's another plus. And then join our Facebook group and go like our page as well, Melodically Dope Podcast. And our group is popping right now, so y'all might want to jump off in there.
Yes, jump in there. I'm telling you, it's, man.
We have open dialogues about the stuff that we talk about on the show. And you know, a lot of other things that's sex related, as well as music. Can't forget about that. So just go in there, search us. If you can't find us, hit us up in our DMs and we'll add you into the group.
Absolutely. Find us on Facebook and on our Facebook page. Hit us up in the inbox or Instagram. And definitely, one of us will send you the link to the group. So.
And I am Tranisha. You can follow me on Instagram @Tatum_Tots, as well as Snapchat @Tatum_Detd_Tots.
And me, as always, it's me, Tracy V, and that is on Instagram and Snap. No... special characters.
Oh, okay.
All together. It's me, Tracy V.
Okay. Tracy with the E.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. All right. Well, that was another episode, you guys. And go try some anal. Get fucked in the ass.
Praise his name. Hold up. Throw that